If the House passed budget becomes law, the Federal Highway Administration says nearly 8,000 construction workers in Kentucky would lose their jobs. Kentucky Republican Congressman Brett Guthrie says Democrats tried to create jobs with their $787 billion stimulus package and proved government spending cannot salvage an economy.
You know, if you supported the stimulus bill, thinking that was going to keep unemployment below 8%, and we know that it's 9.2% today, then it's hard to make the argument that spending more money out of Washington is going to create economic growth and opportunity.
To spur economic growth, Guthrie says it's more important to unwind regulations than spend more money.
I'm a big believer that we have to get the economy back on track. And one thing, you don't raise taxes. You know, the president's talking about raising taxes. The other thing, you really have to get spending under control. Businesses are really concerned about several things.
The American Public Transportation Association says the draft House transportation bill amounts to a 30% budget cut for the nation's roads and bridges. Kentucky Democratic Congressman Ben Chandler says infrastructure spending is one of the most important things Congress can do right now.
Transportation funding is incredibly important. It is important for our infrastructure. It's certainly important for jobs. This is investment in the future and in the future economy of our country. Anything we do with transportation, essentially they're jobs that cannot be exported.
Republicans on the House Transportation Committee hope to raise more revenue for roads and bridges, but their party has come to no agreement yet. For WEKU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington, D.C.